Enjoy.
Honey is a common food today in the society. The juice produced by the insects bearing the same name. There exist about 20,000 different types of bees, but only one kind makes honey, that is honeybee. This exceptional insect lives in large families, common all over the world. We meet a bee farmer in Touba subdivision in the northwest region of Cameroon, who started bee farming from a personal experience and health need.
This is Ashing Moses, a retired teacher. I am now at home trying to do agriculture, growing plantains, keeping honey, keeping fowls to sustain life. I came across some information that was talking about the dangers of continuing to eat sugar after a certain age. So I got the alternative to start raising my own honey, because at the time it was scarce to get honey and it was expensive too. So having that time and the interest, I decided to keep my own beehives. Since 1996, I've been rearing honey. Honey, normally, if you keep it in a flowery environment, you can harvest twice a year. That's when the rains come in March. That's when you naturally have plants flowering. They get enough nectar, and so they produce honey. And then towards the end of the dry season, around November, you can harvest. If you keep them well, you feed them, because bees do, they need feeding. You need to keep them where they have sufficient water to drink and enough flowers from which to get nectar.
People say honey is very medicinal.
The health benefits, first thing is that honey can be eaten like food. You have a tablespoon of honey, it can keep you going for 24 hours. So it's one of the most complete natural foods that we have in life. And it's an energy drink. You can dilute it in water and drink. Or after you extract the honey, you can pour water in the chaff to cover the chaff. You keep it for 1, 2, or 3 days, depending on whether you want the drink to become alcoholic or just a sweet, and then you get it and then you drink. Honey is known to strengthen the immune system. When you take honey, you boost your immune system. It helps in weight management. Those who have a lot of weight and want to lose it, if you take honey constantly, it cuts down your weight and it nourishes your skin. When you eat honey, it makes your skin look fresh. All those rashes and scabies that we have, you will not get them. And then it also boosts the memory of an individual. And then it is known for the treatment of cough. You can take it like that, pure honey, or you mix it with garlic, ginger, and then you chew. It treats eczema. It treats a dandruff. If you use it to rub it on your skin, it treats those things. And then when it comes to burns, like you may sit in the kitchen, you are cooking fufu, or you have water on the fire that is boiling, and then a child smashes the firewood, and then the pot of water pours onto a child or on the leg of somebody. If immediately you rub that place on which the water has fallen with honey, it reduces the burns and it heals faster. And like I said earlier, honey is known to check against diabetes, because popularly sugar is known to be a kind of a slow poison. So it is preferable to use honey when you are above the age 40.
The color of honey can be influenced by factors such as type of flowers that the bees feed on. But today, most consumers are skeptical of honey quality and have the fear of adulterations.
It's easy to identify pure honey. If you dip your finger inside honey and then you smear it on the finger, you will get the stickiness. If the honey remains sticky, it means that it is natural. But now if you see it getting watery, it means that it has been adulterated. If you take honey and put in a glass of water, if the honey is good, it will remain intact. But if the honey is adulterated, it will mix up in that glass of water. You can use a matchstick. You dip the head of the matchstick inside the honey, and then you strike it on the matchbox. If it is good honey, it will light, it will catch fire. But if it has been adulterated, it will remain dormant.
As honey gets older, it becomes thicker and flows less easily, especially under better conservation conditions.
The conservation of honey is not advisable. Putting honey in steel containers, it would be good to keep them in plastic containers, bottles, and that kind of a thing, because they stay longer. I learned that the steel, if you use even the spoons, our tablespoons in eating honey, there is an element in that spoon that destroys the quality of the honey. So it is advisable to use plastic or wooden containers to keep honey. If you have a clean 20-liter plastic container or 10-liter plastic container, clean one, you can put honey inside and then you seal. If you have a glass container, this is a 5, 10, 20-liter glass containers, you can keep honey inside. Best containers for honey, and you have to cover it very, very well. It is said that honey can stay for 10 years when well preserved. Some other opinion holds that honey doesn't expire. So if you keep it for as long as you want to keep it properly conserved, it stays on. But well, nutritionists advise that if you preserve honey, it is good to eat it within 10 years.
People have some mystical stories about honey. When they see honey, it means you are going to receive a visitor. We have a bunch of honey in your compound. It means you are going to receive a bunch of money.
Well, for the mystical aspect of honey, by the time I grew up, those mystical aspects of harvesting honey had virtually disappeared. But now I learned from one of my uncles that there were some leaves that they harvested. I didn't see the leaves myself. You harvest it and then you squeeze them and then you rub on your body. So it prevents the honey from stinging you. But now, as for the other signs, people attach a lot of good luck. You are moving along the road and then a bee flies towards your right or left eye. It indicates one good thing or another misfortune. If it's on the left eye side, they say it's something evil that may happen. If it's on the right eye side, it's a good thing. So you sit and begin to expect that you'll have a visitor, you will have some good news and that kind of thing. Well, but now there is this story. You get it even on social media. Not long ago, you heard that bees arrested a thief. Well, it goes without saying. Well, in the ancient days, in the Greek days, because the Greeks, the Assyrians, Romans, the Spaniards, and the Egyptians are the first people who were said to have discovered honey. They used to attach a lot of mysticism to it. But now, there was a man in Bambili who lived with honey in his room. The honey was there. He harvested the honey and then ate, and the bees remained there until that man died. The day he died and was buried, the bees disappeared.
He shared the honey that he harvested with people, or he ate alone?
Okay. When he harvested, he shared with people in his neighborhood. He took some to the palace.
It just depends on the belief system of the people. You have any message for maybe some people who love honey farming?
Yeah, but honey farming is very, very profitable, because if you have a farm area 20 meters by 5, you can successfully keep 10 beehives there. And if you clean the area and you harvest twice a year, as I said, you make a lot of money. So what it takes to keep honey is making the hives. You can make hives using wood. You can make hives using bamboos. You can make hives using starching grass.
To be sure of the quality of honey consumed, it is advisable to become a bee farmer or buy directly from a local producer whose products have not been under several manipulations.
Aisha Mamade on the break today. Today is May 14, 2024, and as we all get set to celebrate the 52nd edition of National Day in our country, the National Unity Day in Cameroon, come May 20, we want to know from you what you love most about our beautiful country, Cameroon. Now, Maxe Foche took time to sample the opinion of Cameroonians across the board and put together the following package for Daybreak.
Good morning, Daybreak on CRTV. This is Digang Nelson Nye in Yaoundé. Cameroon is a wonderful country. Cameroon is a very beautiful country in terms of its beautiful sceneries, its culture, ranging from a diversity of languages to the very beautiful and excellent delicacy we have, the Iru, Achu, and a very wonderful regalia that has exposed us to the entire world. One very important asset that makes me feel very happy as a Cameroonian is the fact that Cameroon is a bilingual country. Being able to express myself in French and English and be able to interact wherever we travel to in the world makes us very proud to be Cameroonians. That is a very important asset that all of us as Cameroonians need to guide and preserve.
I am Eugene Fominzo. What I love most about our country, Cameroon, is first of all that Cameroon is my home. This is where I was born. This is where my family gathers. This is where I can live without worrying about language barrier, people and culture. It is where I feel safe and eat what I want at any time. Thank you.
Good morning, Daybreak CRTV. Shiwo Quinta Mani. On the subject of what I love about my country, I think I love the climatic condition in some regions like the Northwest, Southwest and Center region. Generally, we have a good climate here in the country, and I enjoy it so much. I'm saying this because I've been to the Middle East, specifically in Dubai, and I know what I am talking about. I love the culture of Cameroon, especially the food we eat. I mean, there is variety. We have everything. I remember once I took an airline to travel. It was not easy. What I discovered is that the food that was given to us, honestly, Marcel, I could not eat it. And from then you begin to appreciate what we have. We begin to love what we have. I love our culture, the aspect of good food. Anywhere you are, even if you are hungry and get to a neighbor house, you will eat. There is that solidarity in the country, this culture of acceptance and hospitality. I love the manner in which our marriages are conducted, our celebrations are conducted, and particularly the fact that we have more than 250 ethnic groups speaking different languages.
What do I love most about my country? If I should pick out one thing that I love about my country, is the fact that going through school and getting to the university, I absolutely paid nothing as school fees compared to other countries where education is so expensive. So that's one thing I love about this country, that the government has been able to subsidize education to this level that we are able to go to school and acquire degrees paying absolutely nothing. Because at the end of the day, we did receive presidential grants, which automatically covered for what we paid as school fees. So if I should pick one thing, that would be